Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
It's time for your new business journey. I'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business, and what did it cost you to make that decision? Welcome to the show, Ken. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
My first show was a very tiny show called The Awesome 80s Prom that I opened off-Broadway in 2004. It was a one-night-of-the-week show. I did everything. I sold the tickets. The group sales line was my home apartment number. I took the tickets. I directed the show. I wrote the show. I did everything. I always say that Broadway producers are just like any founder of a startup. And for the first 3 months, just like most startups, all we did was lose money. Just a lot of money, week after week after week. But what was interesting to me is that the audience was having an amazing time. They were losing their mind at the show. They were going crazy. I was getting a lot of people that I really respected and to see it going, do I have something here? And they were like, I just had the best time, the best time, the best time. But it was not showing up on the bottom line. And then I ran out of money. That's it. I was on my therapist's couch. I was crying my eyes out, saying, I know I have something here, but I have no money left. And I was working with an advertising agency at the time, and they recommended all these things. Here's what you should do. Spend money here. And I, in a vulnerable moment, I said, I just came from my shrink's office, and I was in tears because I have no more money left. I have nothing. And the advice I got from this executive was, who looked right me in the eye and said, then stop advertising. Don't spend any money. And just get as many people in to see that show as possible. I went home that day and I gave away so many tickets, I couldn't stop. Like, I literally was just emailing everybody I know, going to banks and going to insurance companies where I thought my audience was. And we were a huge bachelorette party destination, so I was going to a wedding show, just giving tickets away like crazy. And I think one of the problems with entrepreneurs, we build a product and we so don't want to give it away because it's so valuable to us. I just gave the thing away. I filled the next few weeks of performances, and literally the moment after that, all of a sudden, we started becoming profitable with no money on advertising. But the word of mouth started that way.
Awesome. Dominic, welcome to the show. What was the most transformative moment in your business that changed its trajectory?
Well, I can certainly relate to Ken's story when, you know, you're launching a business, you're full of this optimism and enthusiasm. And I remember when we launched the TV Bookers, we surveyed 10 entrepreneurs and we said, you know, would you do this? And four immediately said, yes. Yeah, we want to be booked on TV. This sounds great. Two said maybe, and then four said no. And so we looked at each other, my business partner and I, and we said, that's great. That's a 40% close ratio, potentially increasing to 60%. This is going to be awesome. And so we launched right at the end of 2022. And you can guess what happens next. Those four people, they were just like, oh, no, sorry, we're not ready yet. No, yeah, we will do it, but not in the future. And so we learned very quickly that, to Ken's point, that you've just got to be out having those conversations and really brute force in some ways to get off the ground. And I've heard the analogy before. I'm sure other people on the today have heard this as well, where, you know, when an airplane takes off, it uses the most fuel. And when you get to altitude and cruise control, that's where you can take your foot off the gas. And so for me, that was a really sort of rude awakening into the business world, because I'd always had a corporate 9-to-5. You know, I could take 2-hour lunch breaks or even 3-hour lunch breaks if I needed to. And so it was just realizing that you have to speak to as many people as possible, really, because the people we did end up booking had great experiences, but not enough people were hearing about us. And so how do you do that? And so I think the power of referrals is so strong, and the power of building trust and credibility. And then that's ultimately what then sent me on this journey to become CEO of Thought Leaders America, because now we build trust at scale as well.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, but I'd recommend to people never underestimate how much hard work is needed at the beginning.
Yeah,
absolutely. Stacey and Kerry, what about you? What was the decision that transformed your business?
Well, I'm going to take you back to 2019 when we became business partners.
And 6 months after that, the pandemic hit. And we had no business experience, really no guidance when we took over this business. But what we did have was some social media. And just like Ken had said, not spending any money on advertising. When we reopened our doors, we went straight on social media and started filming our classes. And people really, they saw themselves on their own phones at home, because everybody was at home at the time. They couldn't go anywhere else. But we were reopening sooner than a lot of other states were. So people were able to see themselves in class and they wanted this. So then we decided to franchise.
And that was a big leap. It was something when we took over that we saw kind of like, it seemed like a pipe dream at the time. Like, oh, that would be really cool if we could franchise this one day. But the catalyst was when we started going viral on social media. And it really was one of those things like, you know, we talked about it. And so we need to take this risk, or I'm not sure if we ever, or like when we're going to get this opportunity again, because we were getting so many emails and messages and how can I do this? Where is this? You know, they didn't even know, like we were just in Sarasota. Like they already figured maybe this was something already offered all across the country.
It was like a movie. Like our email would ding, 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 ding. Like all like that. Yeah. This is crazy.
And so it was one of those things that like, wow, well, we have no idea what we're doing with this. And, you know, it really was just something that we felt like we need to strike while the iron is hot, so they say. And so we got a referral for a franchise attorney. Even that was a whole journey in taking that risk and then realizing that we needed to get a different franchise attorney, you know, even after spending a year with them, you know, getting our documents in order. So really finding the right people in our corner that if we didn't know exactly what it was that we needed, since there were some things, of course, with experience that we lacked, and to finding those people to have in your corner to help build that strong, like very small but mighty team.
That's great. Elizabeth, what is the one decision or moment that was important for your business?
Well, I actually had a really negative moment. We launched the business in April. I had a great grand opening. And then the city and the utilities decided that they were going to shut down our street and the streets around us and do a whole bunch of really loud work right outside the podcast studio all spring, summer, and fall. And so I basically just kind of, I didn't do any marketing. How could I? One mistake I made was I shut down the Google business page. I said we were temporarily closed, but I opened that back up. So I focused more on speaking and teaching at that point. And now we'll see if I can recover from that.
Yeah. Well, I think you're on your way. You know, one of the moments that transformed Gearhart Law was COVID. And before COVID, everybody worked in the same office environment. After COVID, everybody went remote. And it really changed the flavor and the nature of the practice. It changed the way we interacted with our clients, and it changed the way we interacted with our team. But we learned through that process, and we're able to now engage attorneys to work for us from all different parts of the country where that wouldn't have been possible before. So it was definitely a transformational moment for us.